We were just discussing Pasha Zachar, so I want to connect Pasha Zachar to the really to Pasha Tetzaveh, specifically the Begadim. This week we, Baruch Hashem, the Chabur has been trying to really understand a little bit better what's the whole inyan of the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyot. Like I said last week, every time you learn the parsha, especially when it comes to the Big Day Kahuna and comes to the Mishkan, a person has to figure out exactly how this is going to make my relationship with the Boreh Olam better. To just read the Begadim, to just read the art scroll and see and be able to figure out the pictures somehow and understand exactly how the bells worked and how the Choshen worked and how the Ulim V'Tumim worked, but not be able to relate that back to how this is going to change my relationship with Hashem, then be'etzem you missed the boat. In my humble opinion, not my humble opinion, the Mesilas Yishol, and everyone that speaks about the Tachlis of the Bria and the Tachlis of everything that we do is to bring us closer to Hashem. So we have to understand exactly how the Begadim work. And there's actually a fascinating machlekas between the Rogachover and the Shagas Aryeh, if the actual Shmoyne Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore, what exactly the mitzvah was, meaning how did it work? Because the nafkamina is a very interesting shaila that the Kohen Gadol we know wore 8 begadim and the Kohen Hedyot wore 4 begadim. Now the Kohen Gadol actually had rights to take over whenever he wanted during the year. Yom Kippur he did everything, but during the year also if he showed up and said I want to do the avoda, he takes he's the boss, he walks in, and the chiddush is that he's doing it in the Shmoyne begadim. So the Achronim Master Shagas Aryeh asks, he says, I don't understand. Here you have the Kohen Gadol, here has Shmoyne Begadim. In the Shmoyne Begadim, you definitely have a few Begadim, like the Eifod, that has Shatnez. So first of all, when it comes to the Kohen Hedyot, that's a Machlekes of his belt. The Avnet had Shatnez, and that's a Machlekes of Gemara and Tamid, and Nimseches Yoima, discuss it. But for sure, the Kohen Gadol has Shatnez. So why would you have the Kohen Gadol go and do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, and now you have a whole Shaila of Asei Doicheloi Saasei? You have to come on to Asei Doicheloi Saasei when we know the Gemara says that if you have in a way of avoiding the Asei being Doicheloi Saasei, if you don't have to come on to Bechlal Asei Doicheloi Saasei, so why get involved? So the Shagas Aryeh wants to say that Bechlal there's no Asei Doicheloi Saasei. The Shagas Aryeh wants to learn that it's actually totally mutter. There's this total heter. It's not even coming into Asei Doicheloi Saasei. But the Rogachover learns that no, he says that be'etzem, the entire Maisa Levisha of the Kohen Gadol, every single second, it's not only when he comes to do the Avoida, anytime he's wearing the Shmoyne Begadim, the Levisha itself automatically causes something that it's considered a Maisa Mitzvah. Again, they're all discussing something that really was bothering us, and that is, when you learn the Parsha, especially you open up the Gemara Maseches Echin, we just had in the Daf Yomi not so long ago, the Gemara says that Kishem Shekorbonos Mechaprim, Kach Shmoyne Begadim Mechaprim. So somehow these 8 Begadim atone and cause an incredible purification for the Jewish people, for us. And I was just trying to figure out and say exactly how that works. So what is that? What happens? The Kohen Gadol wears the Begadim and boom, now all the Avoinas that we did are wiped away. Does that even work? Was it a magical thing? The Maal Shah said, the Tzitz also. And Echanami. How does this process work? The Maharsha, especially here it's a bigger chiddush. Because here, if you look at the Gemara Maseches Echin, it says that this relates to very serious avoinus. Shvichus Domim, Avoida Zorah, right? The Eifod is connected to Avoida Zorah, the Michnasayim is Gila Harayas. These are the biggest ones. These are the top Avelos. So because the Kohen Gadol Baruch Hashem wore and looks beautiful, the Kovod L'Tiferes, like the Pasuk says, the Kovod L'Tiferes, it's the same exact words by Achashverosh. That's how we know the Achashverosh, when it says that he made his party, he also uses the Lashon of Kovod L'Tiferes, he took out the Big Day Kahuna. They all appreciated, they knew exactly what was going on with these Begadim. These were very serious, miraculous Begadim. But again, we still have to understand how it works. There's definitely something supernatural about these Begadim. I mean, Urim V'Tumim were certainly supernatural. So we were trying to figure out how that works. Now the Maharshot Taka says it's not bemezid; it's mechape only by shoygek. Remember we saw that it's only by shoygek. That means if someone did bemezid gila rashvich or someone with a zohar, just because the Kohen Gadol is wearing his clothing doesn't mean that now a person has kapara. Not only that, Tosis says that the shvichos damim is not necessarily shvichos damim mamish shvichos damim. Talking about halbanas panim, which is interesting. Why
with Tosfos now, so to speak, lower the level of kapara and say, well, it's not, if someone killed someone, he's not going to have a kapara from the fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing the 8 begadim. If he embarrassed someone, which the Gemara says is mamish, right, mutav yapil atzmo l'kiv shanesh, it's better throw yourself into a furnace than to embarrass someone. There's certainly Gemara that are mashma, it's considered like killing. And yet, for some reason, albonas panim is the one that Tosfos says is the pshat in shvichos damim. Why? So, hopefully we'll be able to share a thought about that. And what we did see clearly... You still need. What do you mean? I'm saying here it's mashma that the shmona begadim are mechapel to some level. Could be that if a person is chai v'chatas, he starts being a chatas. But let's say there's no chatas. There's no chiv chatas. Shvichas domi, there's certainly no chatas. So, we came out of the following. If you look in the chinuch, first of all, anytime, any mitzvah, it's almost not shayach to really understand the mitzvah properly unless you open up the chinuch. The chinuch did it's the greatest favor ever. Mamish, because he took every mitzvah, and he, mamish, no doubt, Baruch Kotre gave us a tam to every mitzvah. And what's so fascinating is that he did this only because he saw that his son was hanging out with his friend. You know, this is like, you would think this is mamish for the past 100 years, or this is 1,000 years ago. He saw his son on Shabbos afternoon, was playing checkers or something else. I don't know, wasn't really having much to do. So he figured, you know what, let me write a sefer. So him and his friend will have something to do on Shabbos afternoon. Can you imagine that? That's where it stems from. That's in the Agdam of the Chinuch. So he said he took the mitzvahs and he gave a tam to it. So just that thought alone is unbelievable. So he comes and he says, when it comes to the begadim by the Kohen Gadol that's wearing, he says, the begadim are there to cause you to be misoira. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's pashut. That when you come to comparing begadim, the Gemara says that the begadim are mechapel, just like korbanos are mechapel. So I ask you the same question. By korbanos, sacrifices, you're being a korban, can you walk away and say, okay, good, I brought my sacrifice and everything's gevaldik. I could go now to Florida and have a great play. I have a great time, right? Do whatever I want. I bought a korban. Savale na. The pasuk says, Lama liroz zivchecha yomer Hashem. Korbanos is not the answer. It's the experience. Ramban says that every time you brought a korban, you had to do smicha. You had to do vidui. You had to see the blood being thrown in the mizbeach, the flesh being chopped up. It was a gory sight. And that woke you up. That would soften your heart so you would start thinking tshuva. Why? Because the Ramban says you would start thinking, you know what? Be'etzem, I'm supposed to be there. Be'etzem is supposed to be my blood. So first of all, what you see from that is that if we're learning, if Chazal telling us to compare begadim to korbanos, what they're telling you is, look at how the process of korbanos work. Korbanos work by waking you up. The begadim were there to wake us up. So the first thing that I think that a person would have to do if he wants to get a nisoiros from the begadim is to come to the Beis HaMikdash. You would see the Kohen Gadol with his beautiful begadim, even the Kohen headed with his begadim, and you would start thinking, Taka, what each one is, what each thing is mechapel. Of course it did. He came out. Why wouldn't he see the Kohen Gadol coming out? Now that he read, he came out on Yom Kippurim, the whole process. Okay? And that was and that would be enough. Get to Nisarius once a year, that would certainly be enough. But again, it's not Davka. If anything, it's Mashmah the Kohen Gadol, like I said, from the Rogosh, I was allowed to walk around with this Shmoni Begadim. Even Shalai Bizman Avidasai. But even without the Kohen Gadol, the Arba Begadim, the Arba Begadim, Be'etzem, were there on a person, on the Kohen's body, and he was your shaliach, and you were supposed to look at his clothes again and think. It wasn't stam an automatic thing. You were supposed to start thinking what each thing represents. The michnasayim is kenega the elva. There was a reason for that. The chinuch says something fascinating. The chinuch says that the begadim was done in a way that it covered everything. In fact, the mitznefes, you know, in the pictures, the hat is pretty small. The Gemara says that the mitznefes, those little, more like, it looks like a chef's hat, were 16 amas long. Okay, try to wrap 16 amas of cloth around. It definitely looks much more like a sorcerer's hat, right? They're much, much higher. Why? Says the chinuch, so whatever he looks, the Kohen himself will have an isayos. Wherever he looks, says the chinuch, the Kohen has to be able to see the clothing himself, so he should keep focused. That means it starts, first of all, with the Kohen himself. He has to have everything reminding him. Even the clothing, the arms. The clothing should reach all the way to the end of his arm, so he'd be able to look at the Kohenus and think what it represents. And Kol Shekhen us. But first of all, it shows you what these begadim, how these begadim were working. They were there to wake us up. In fact, the Chinuch says, we have a very similar idea. Our clothing that we put every morning, for example, is a tefillin. So Chinuch says, even though the Kohen, in fact, the Rambam discusses the Kohanim wore tefillin. So it's mashmah that they wore tefillin in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, even though they wore tefillin, but because their avoda was in a higher level, they needed much more of a zoning in. They needed much more of a askar. They needed much more of a focus. So what you see from the chinuch again is this yesod, that it's all about making sure that you're focused in as a kohen, and a person that comes and sees what the kohen's wearing and how much focus he needs, that's how much yesod that you're supposed to get. The truth is that every one of us be'etzim has a bechina of a kohen. We were called mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh. So when a Jew looks at a kohen, looks at the parsha of kahuna, I think the best way to learn it is to say to yourself, you're a kohen. Not just you're a kohen, you're a kohen gadol. In fact, Rav Avigdor Miller Zichron Vracha used to say that the women in the kitchen are taka the kohanis gedolos, doing the avoda in the base, in the mitbach, in the kitchen. That's how you were supposed to view. And when you bring the wine onto the like the Gemara says, when you pour wine down the Talmud Chacham's throat, that's nesachim. If you view your house personal that way, the Shulchan is a mizbeach. A person really has to take Parshas Kehuna, Parshas Tetzaveh, and not just learn it. Oh, Taka, there was historically a Beis HaMikdash, and there was Kohanim walking around. Every aspect of the Kehuna that we're learning about right now should be somehow placed in your house. So first of all, that's one level. But I think there's even a deeper level. Not just these, I mean, again, these Yisoros, you clearly see there's some level of these Yisoros that you're getting from the Begadim. But if you open up the Ben Ish Chai takes it to the next level. And I think really this is the key. And it connects beautifully to Parsha Zachar. So we'll connect to that in a second. The Ben Ish Chai says that the purpose of these clothing really was to wake us up and be able to go back to the original clothing. Meaning, what are clothing? What exactly are clothing? So the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos and in Maseches Baba Kama, Rabbi Yochanan called, it's an interesting statement that says, Rabbi Yochanan kori le money mechubadeti. He used to call money my honor. That sounds like money is my honor. But mem nun yud means my clothing. He used to call the clothing my honor. You know, today there's an expression certainly like that in English, right? That the clothing makes the man, or, right, there's the, right, the time makes the man. But Rabbi Yochanan said it many years ago, he said, clothing is my honor. It honors me. What does that mean? That means the following. Clothing really represents a person. It does. Again, a person could decide what clothing, where he wants to be, and where his hashkafa is. That's just on a, so to speak, an external level. But on a much deeper level, Rav Chaim Vital writes that the evorim, our limbs, are a levush for our neshama. Our neshama is exactly broken down to the same way we have physical body parts. That's how our neshama is actually spread out and broken out on the spiritual level. And the clothing, of course, is a levush on our evorim, on our guf. But says the Ben Ish Chai, originally it wasn't supposed to be physical clothing. It was supposed to be kosnas o, right? It says that in Toiras Shel Rabbi Meir's girsa was even when the Adam and Chava sinned, it says vayaslem kosnas o with an ayin, but in Rabbi Meir's Torah it says with an aleph. So Pashim Shai you learn then, but the real pshat it says the Ben Ish Chai, it was actually before they had spiritual clothing. The spiritual, why did they have clothing? Again, so if you have spiritual, so to speak, see-through, some say they were all basically like a nail, right? And that's where some say that's where you look by Havdalah, by the nail, because originally they were all nail. They were mamash like a see-through, pure, lit clothing, set of clothing. The answer is very simple, because we are supposed to wear clothing that represents our deeper neshama. And when we say covered, when we say covered, the lashon of covered actually means the shoresh is kaved, is heavy. I heard this from Rav Noach Warmbier Zichron Livracha. He said, when we say Kvod Hashem, what do we mean by that? A person has to bring Kvod Hashem. What does that mean? It means that when you do something, you have to be able to do an action that now people say, you know what, there's godliness here. When I say there's Kvod Hashem, that means to say that there's godliness here. My actions are going to bring out that there's something more chashuv. The more I'm able to bring Kvod Shamayim, what does it mean, Kvod Shamayim? It sounds very nice, honor to Shamayim. It means I'm able to show that Hashem is here. I'm doing an action that says there is a Bo'ra Olam in the world. A person's clothing also reflects that. Originally, it was pure clothing. It was clothing that represented such purity. It represented the shoresh of really the deeper atzmius, meaning the deeper nefesh, neshama. The real you was able to be seen through these pure clothing called kosnas. Was able to be seen through that. Then we went down a lower level. And we had to end up with taka physical clothing, and now it gets harder and harder. There's another shell and another shell. But what you see from this is the following. These levushim were to bring out something deeper. They were there to bring out midos. They were there to bring out characteristics. Our job in this world, and that's what the Ben Ish Chai says, is to look at clothing and realize, wait a minute, I'm supposed to go and develop even deeper and deeper so I could bring back myself to the level of character of Deya that Adam HaRishon and Chava were created in the beginning. And the etzim, what comes out from that is that really the entire focus in the Beis HaMikdash is to figure out how I could work on midos, how I could work on character refinement. And this is the yesod of Zochel. We were just discussing Zechiras HaMalek. You come to Shabbos, Parsha Zohar, it's one of the most confusing mitzvahs, and even if it's announced, you have to have kavanah to be yoytze the mitzvah of Zechiras and Mechias HaMalek, right? It's not clear yet what is that mitzvah. And we were just tumbling, and I'm going to show you, Rabbi Shlomo put it so beautifully. He said, it sounds like, if you think about it, and it always bothered me, the mitzvah is to remember, not to remember Amalek. Because if you don't want me to remember Amalek, then don't mention it. Timche Zeich Amalek sounds like blot it out. Get it out. Zocher HaSashel Salachon Amalek, Zchiras Amalek sounds like you should remember. So make it very easy. Don't remember, and then you will not have to erase Amalek's name. It sounds a little bit funny, but the truth is, even the Yavits, we were just saying, the Yavits, when the Gemara uses in Baba Basra Amalek as a mnemonic to remember a certain Gemara, so the Yavit says it's a little bit strange that the Gemara used a mnemonic of someone we're supposed to be forgetting. So what is the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, Mechias Amalek, and Lois Yishkach? So the Chinuch says it's three separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah is the following. Zochor, the mitzvah is Bepeh. That means it's not about remembering, it's about recalling what Amalek did to us. That's step one. When you recall what Amalek did to us when we left Egypt, we get aroused, like we saw in the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Ramban. It's enough to make you upset, angry, have some level of animosity, and then you could be mekayim timcha zeicher Amalek. You could mekayim the mitzvah of mamash mechias, which means to kill out. That's the mitzvah. Mechias Amalek means take war with Amalek. In fact, the Ramban says really what a person should do when Shabbos Zochor is be able to tell his kids, part of the mitzvah, the Chofetz Chaim brings this down in the Mishnah Berurah, so if you want to know how logically speaking how to be mekayim the mitzvah, says the Chofetz Chaim, a person has to come on Shabbos Zochor, he has to tell his kids, we are reading and remembering what Amalek did to us when we came out of Egypt, and that's the reason why we are going to destroy them. And the truth is, psychologically, if we wouldn't do that, so when if Mashiach would come tomorrow and we would turn to our kids and say, okay guys, ready? That neighbor down the street we just found out is an Amalekite. Remember that sweet, German friendly neighbor? We have to kill him out. Not only him, we have to kill out his whole family and his kids. How many of us are going to be able to even think of doing that? How many of us are going to have to explain, of course, to the kids? What? But the answer is, that the mitzvah starts with Zochor. Zochor means to recall why we are doing this. Then the mitzvah taka makes sense. Lo Sishkach says the chinuch, is not to forget, but live. So really it starts with zechira, recalling, and what it does is it makes sure you're not going to forget and remove that anger and the eva, and then you're going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of mechias amalek. But it's still not enough, because you still have to think, okay, good, that, by the way, would be help you fulfill the obligation. But really the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that you really have to be able to recall and tell your kids, Ramban is saying this, to be able to explain to your kids why. So if I told my kids, listen, I have to remember what the Amalekites did to the clouds when they left Egypt, and this is why we're destroying them. Obviously the kids are going to say, what did they do? What was so bad? So you're going to say, well, when we left Egypt, what happened? What happened? So the pasuk says, Asher kocha baderech. You know what was so bad about these Amalekites? They were the first to attack us. Okay, does that convince you so much that that's the reason why they should mamish every single kitchen be destroyed? They were the first to attack us. It's true, Asher kocha baderech, which the taich is, interesting, the art school said, I forgot what the art school used, but the I think the correct taich, which is, it happened, right, because Rashi gives three pshats what Asher kocha means. So the art school chose the first pshat, but really the third pshat is more al pi halacha. The third pshat is, they cooled you off. You were the hot, so to speak, nation. There was no one that was going to touch you. Everyone totally feared you. And you had the chutzpah, Amalek, to go and stand up and fight against the Jews. That's Asher kocha baderech, and that you have to remember. We're relating to our kids and we're saying, listen, these guys, and I think this is the punchline, these guys had the raw evil midos that we have to blot out. It's not about the nation alone. It's not even about the fact that they attacked us. Big deal. There would have been someone else that would have attacked us. Says the chinuch, and listen to the Lashon, the chinuch is so bold. He says, it was roya libam. Because really there was no reason why they should attack us. If there was another nation where we were passing by, which we did later on, if we went into Eretz Yisrael, we started attacking nations and they attacked us back. Even Mitzrayim running after us, they had their taina. But the fact that there was a nation that came, and this is the Lashon of the Chinuch, Beroya Libam, Umezeg Ra, he says, they had a bad nature, they had a bad conditioning. That is why we have to erase them. And it's, if you think about it, Judaism is not about killing people. It's about perfecting ourselves. That's why it's so beautiful with what we're saying with the Begadim. The whole point of the Beis HaMikdash was there to perfect it when it came to Gila Arayos, Shvichos Dam and Avodah Zarah. It wasn't even the Avera. The Tikkun of the Averas was the Shoresh, the root of every Avera. Obviously, there's a root to every Avera. And the root to every Avera is the Shoresh, which is the Midos. In fact, if you look at Chaim Vital, when he explains the body, the Nefesh, it's all about Midos. It's about the character. Hilchos Deos, the Rambam calls Hilchos Deos, it's refinement of character. Amalek represented the imperfection of character that the Jews can't have in the world. That's why it was so antithetical to the Jewish people. And that's why, that's the reason why we have to remember and recall that. So if you go over to your kids, or Shabbos, when you're hearing the laning, and you get to the Pasuk, you have a chiv, you have to remember to recall what Amalek did to the Jewish people when they came out of Egypt. What you're really recalling is the negative midos that they represent, and because those midos are so harmful to the Jewish people and to the purpose of this world, that is why we have a mitzvah to destroy them. So Taka, hopefully we should be zeiche. That I wanted to show you, just to end with an interesting story. So in the Siva Shalom, when he's discussing the sensitivity to midos, he says Shabbos is the same thing. Shabbos you come and you wear big day kahuna, so to speak. Shabbos you're a kohen gadol also. We all wear clothing. And it's supposed to bring out again, it's not the external clothing, we're trying to represent what we are. He says there was one Shabbos, Rab Nachum from Chernobyl was pained and he was screaming that his right foot didn't feel Shabbos. It didn't feel the Kedusha Shabbos, and he was pained by it. And then until finally someone noticed that the right sock was a weekday sock. It was a weekday sock. And it affected him. Sounds crazy. But if a person is so sensitive that he'd be at some, it's not the socks, it represents who I want to be on Shabbos. Who I want to be internally on Shabbos, how my character refinement is going to happen on Shabbos, then taka, a weekday sock, doesn't have the mechanism, doesn't have the ability to be able to bring out what it's supposed to bring. That's where a person has to look at the big day kahuna and taka pasha zocho, should be zeicha, to be able to be moicha. Mechias amalek means inside of us. To remove inside of us any trace of what amalek represents, especially the royal lev, the chutzpah to go and attack against, really it's attacking. In fact, the Chilch says, any person today, and it happened then, that is attacking the Jewish people is a sonui by the Rabbeinu Shalom. So if you look at any Ahmadinejad Yimachshmo, every guy who's speaking and saying, I'm going to destroy Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael, automatically gets a big, you know, line on him that says, you are hated by God and you're in big trouble. Watch out. That's all you need. And it probably could come from us. We might be the ones that are going to be Zeicha to finish the job. Have a good Shabbos.